Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Since taking office, Donald Trump has never really stopped campaigning, often returning to speak in towns and cities across the country where support for his presidency remains high.
That's happening. Later.
But as the midterm elections approach, Trump is spending even more time on the campaign trail, trying to lift fellow Republicans in tight races in an effort to maintain control of Congress. And in order to keep his base energized, the president is keeping his messaging simple.
Those who violate our laws and cross our borders illegally will be sent back home quickly. And we tell them that because they've got a long hike, but they can't come. They cannot come in. The way they want to come in. Doesn't work that way.
With less than a week to go, will the president's message motivate his core supporters to turn out like they did in 2016? Here to discuss is Christopher Catalago, a White House reporter for Politico. Christopher, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about the president's messaging here. As we said, we've got 1 week before the midterm elections. What are some of the big themes that the president is really knocking hard? We've got, obviously, immigration. What else are you seeing?
The president is going very hard on illegal immigration, as you mentioned. He has brought up a very unlikely proposal, but one that he thinks is going to motivate folks, which is a 10% tax cut on the middle class. The president has continued his barrage of assaults on the media. And in the last few days, he has really dialed up his critique of the Democratic Party. That is meant as something to really unify Republicans, pointing to what he sees as kind of the extremes of the Democratic Party.
You know, and I'm wondering, the president has made no secret of his thoughts on migrants coming from Central America, from Mexico, with the very beginning of his campaign. So is there a reason why he's still really doubling down on immigration? And what does that strategy tell us as opposed to healthcare or as opposed to other issues that he should be looking at?
This is an election that's really based on motivating his base, nationalizing this election around his supporters. Because the question that Republicans have always had is, there were a number of people who turned out for Donald Trump, much of them Republicans, but not all of them. And the question was, would they come out and turn out for a member of Congress or a candidate for the House? And that has been a much tougher thing to answer. And so if Donald Trump goes out there and says, this midterms is really about me, my policies are on the ballot. You'll remember Barack Obama said that and it turned into a scandal. Well, Donald Trump has been saying that exact thing. And it's a way for him to make this about himself and a way to really sort of rile up his supporters. What I would say about illegal immigration that he's focused on is this has been a constant focus, as you pointed out. I mean, going back to the beginning of his campaign, obviously earlier this spring, he went really hard on the MS-13 gang and started using terms like animals to describe people, which generated a lot of backlash. And so what he's doing is we flash forward to the beginning of October, and the president's political team started to get a whole bunch of polling and data come back to them about this issue of immigration, saying that in a lot of these marginal districts, these competitive House districts where Donald Trump is not always seen as a help, illegal immigration was resonating with folks. This whole idea of the Republican Party being sort of the protectors of immigration and customs agents. There was an abolish ICE movement on the left, obviously. And so that whole issue was resonating. And what happened was the president sort of had this migrant caravan issue sort of land in his lap after they had already decided that they were going to really close on illegal immigration.
Well, and there's also the recent news that the president has decided to send troops to the southern border. We should also remind our listeners that this migrant caravan, if you will, the folks who are migrating, are still weeks away from even reaching the United States border. So the president's doubling down on sending troops and reinforces the idea that these folks are almost the scapegoats in many ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these attacks, a lot of these statements are not grounded in reality. As you mentioned, these people are hundreds of miles away. They would not reach here, like you said, for weeks. And then in the last day or so, there's been this issue of ending birthright citizenship, which has been really sort of the third rail. And it has come up and it has worked in the president's favor. It was obviously a question from a reporter. It was not something the White House proactively put out there.
Well, let's take a listen to that, because I want to hear that clip and then I want us to sort of break that down.
On immigration, some legal scholars believe you can get rid of birthright citizenship without changing the Constitution.
With an executive order.
Exactly.
Right.
Have you thought about that?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment.
Right. Guess 14th Amendment.
You don't. Number one, you don't need that. Number two,
I mean, that's in dispute.
You could definitely,
that's very much in dispute.
Well, you can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order.
I think the president was very frustrated, and the folks around him were very frustrated over the last few days, because the narrative, as folks go head to the polls in a lot of these states that have early voting, was all about domestic terrorism. There was this terrible shooting in Pittsburgh, and you know, everybody sees these things as the tragedies that they are. But we have to say that what Republicans have been saying all along, they knew this was going to be a very tough midterm elections. Donald Trump knew that as well. And what they were saying was, you know, all these issues come up and they last for, you know, a few days, a day or two, and then they dissipate. And so they never really knew where we would end. What would we be talking about when voters finally start going to the polls? And they were talking about these domestic terrorism issues that were not seen as a help to the party. So the president saw the migrant caravan, despite the fact that it was never going to reach the border anywhere near Election Day, as a political gift. That was the term that the folks around him were using. And then I would say the same thing for this question that came up yesterday. I mean, these are things that are going to come up. And what he's doing, even if it's not something that they're generating, they're able to amplify these stories and to really give them life. And I think that if that is something that allows them to turn the page on the type of narratives that they don't find helpful, they're going to do that. So he has a way to sort of direct what we are thinking about and talking about. And he's been trying to use that to effect before the midterms.
Christopher Catalago is a White House reporter for Politico. Christopher, thanks again.
Thank you so much.